You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Welcome in to Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. Come on, guys.
Not that hard,
Six
is it?
Plus decades. Come on. Let's get the show on the road here. Wow. Just one. That's all we want. Just one.
Not two.
My
not
name
three,
is Phil
not
Mackey.
Four, not five. Sorry.
Not six. Not seven. Not eight. Whoa, guys. Whoa.
What are you doing, man? Stop.
I'm Phil Mackey. That's Judd Zolgad. We got AJ in for Declan today as Declan takes the, and I'd love to hear people's thoughts on this in the YouTube comment section. Do you guys take the day off after you come back from a vacation, like sort of the get right, get your life organized day? I always regret it when I don't. Declan has learned his lesson over the years. He's taking the day after the vacation day. Judd, you seem like more of a fly in at 11 p.m. and then start grinding again the next morning type of a guy. Do we approve of this?
We absolutely approve. I will say this. It feels like he got back fairly early on Sunday, though, which makes the day after, I don't think, as necessary. So, like, if he had gotten back at 8 last night, right?
Yeah, that makes it tough.
I'm all in. The Rocco day absolutely applies. But he got back at like noon or something, I think. So I'm like, okay, dude, you know, you were back at noon. Yeah, you had to drive around, run some errands, got those done. So I'm a little bit less on board. But as a rule, I approve of this strategy because I find that just going back in can be a little bit daunting.
Yeah, we could question him on this, too, the timing of it, too. Did you fly in before noon, afternoon, and then how necessary was it? But AJ has done a great job for us. And the show is presented by our friends at Surly Brewing Company and at TCL TVs. No matter what you watch, TCL has an award-winning TV for any budget, any space, all with stunning picture quality. And they make more than just TVs. They offer mobile products, audio devices, home appliances. TCL bringing you joy and simplicity through innovative technology. So last week was all about the old MACADAC rankings, the top 20 current Vikings. A lot of people disagreeing with Eric Kendricks being too low, Cam Dantzler being too high. I guess we'll just have to see as the season plays out. But you also got the itch to rank some Vikings. We thought, why don't we go even more broad? Let's take advantage of Judd being the sports dad and the OG of this show. You've got the most wide-ranging, inherent historical knowledge of Vikings football going back to the 70s. So you are going to rank throughout this week the top 25 all-time Minnesota Vikings. What's going into this? How are we? So we're gonna unveil 25 down to 21 today.
Correct.
And then we'll unveil 5 per day. But yep. Give us some backdrop on how did you weigh certain things? Did you weigh certain eras? What went into the stew here?
First of all, I believe that the credit for this comes from a note that you read on comments on Friday from a listener who said, have Judd do this. And we both said, aha, that's a great idea for content. And plus, it was fun. So I sat down on Saturday and went through a bunch of lists and in previous times that this franchise's top 20, top 25, top 50 have been ranked. Now, I landed on a lot of guys I did see play. So like there will be probably some fans from the 60s who are like, you're crazy. But I mean, the interesting thing is when I got to about 20 or 19, it sort of cleared up and became like there is a very solid list of great Vikings, like who aren't really challenged. So it's not like, oh my God, who should I put at, you know, 5 or who should I put at 10? I feel like there's a list that probably begins around 19 or 20 of just Hall of Fame great talent. 25 to 21, I'll say this. I think it might be, other than my rankings of 1 through 5, and not those 5 guys, but how I have them, which could be debatable. I think 25 through 21 should stir the greatest debate because there's obviously going to be guys left off. There are going to be guys who are probably considered good, but not great. There are names. I've got some names here of guys who flat out did not make the cut. They won't be happy.
I have so many questions, but I don't want you to spoil the list. I'll just say things I'm curious about, and then I don't want you to spoil the list here, but I think the two things I'm curious about are how many quarterbacks do you have on this list of 25 total players? And you don't have to answer. You can just give some color here. And my other question is, I'm wondering how much you weighed peak greatness versus longevity. Because if there's some guys that played for the Vikings for a long time, like Chad Greenway played for the Vikings for a long time. But was Chad Greenway as great at his peak as maybe Dante Culpepper was almost winning an MVP in his biggest season, right? Even though his career was like a 5-year, tear the knee up, flame out.
Mm-hmm.
So longevity versus peak greatness. And then there's so many quarterbacks in this franchise's history, and some of them came in a flash and were great for a year. Does that warrant putting them on the list, right? Does Jack Morris make a Twins top 25 list because of one season?
Right.
So many possibilities.
I will say this. This franchise has been through a lot at the QB spot. They've been through a lot. They started off with a guy who I think to this day is still considered the greatest quarterback in franchise history. And for his time period, Tarkington is one of the greatest QBs of all time for the time he played. But there have been a lot of guys, I think, quarterback-wise, who have been good, but certainly not great. And I will only tease you with this thought. This franchise has had a lot of great players. They don't necessarily play or didn't play the quarterback position. But this franchise, when you go through the list of the top Vikings players since 1961 to play for this team, there have been a lot of Hall of Fame, unbelievable players. Quarterbacks, not so much. And the one thing where I did absolve myself of any responsibility is this: no active players. I'm not going to I'm not getting into active players. No Jefferson, no Cousins.
Really?
No, because their story's not told.
Harrison Smith's story is mostly told.
But it's not told. It's not told. This is a list of the 25 greatest Vikings of all time whose story has been completed. The book is on the shelf, my man. I left out active players. There's two, because if I start to put them in, like, does Cousins get in? Personally, I don't think so.
That was one of my questions.
Yeah, see that, but that's the problem. And like, look, Jefferson's first 2 years are unbelievable, but his story's not even close to being told yet. And he could leave here in the top five, a Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl champion. Think about that for a second.
I want to ask AJ. AJ's the newest generation Vikings fan of the group here. Do you think Justin Jefferson, after 2 years, is one of the 25 greatest Vikings? Because if you were putting current players on this list, he would make my 25 somewhere. I haven't thought through the whole thing, but I think he would. If we were counting current players, I think he'd be in there.
It's just so tough. Two seasons, right? It's two seasons.
Two of the greatest seasons in Vikings history, receiving-wise.
Yeah.
Part of me wants, like, if you're going off just that, if you're going off just, like, performance in purple, I could see the argument for it, but in my viewing of it, you got to have a little bit of longevity. You get, like, because there's it's a long storied franchise.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be, you know, a left guard who maybe did a little bit more than him. Or I mean, because there's just so many guys.
Okay.
And I was able to kind of take a peek at some of the first guys on Judd's list.
Oh wait, you showed AJ your list?
Tell the story.
How many other people have the list?
I think it's just us two.
Is this going to get screenshot and put on?
Tell the story.
I'm guarding it with my life. But so right now here outside of the studio,
Phil will like this.
Let me guess. AJ was in stall one. Judd was in stall two, and Judd's notebook was on the ground, and AJ saw it underneath the stall.
I kicked it through with my foot.
What do you got there at number 13? It's hard to read your handwriting. Can you kick that across?
So we're doing some renovations here outside the studio. everything is moved. Like, if you were here right now, you'd be like, what is happening? Everything is gone. But he mentions, hey, you know, I wish I would have been able to print some stuff off, but I don't even know where
the printer is.
The printer is. I have no idea. I was like, well, it's 5 feet over here. Do you want me to just take care of it? Because, you know, you were troubleshooting some computer stuff. We got a couple minutes. He goes, yeah, for sure. I'll send it over. Couple ad reads, couple other stuff. And all of a sudden, all-time top 25 Vikings list. Two copies of that and print.
The old man, not knowing where the printer is now, had to defer to a sports son, and AJ thus has the list.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, so AJ and Judd know what the list is. I have not seen the list.
Yep.
But we're counting down from 25 to 21 here. And this list is presented by our friends as we look to count down. Judd counting down the weight over the past 9 or 10 months or so. Livia sponsoring this portion of the top 25 Vikings of all time.
And this list that I'm about to go through, controversial. The weight loss program that I'm about to talk about, not controversial at all. And actually now with the Simple Start plan, it is only $59. Get the kind of personal accountability that no other program offers. Provide you the tools for success, including one-on-one guided support online or in person from their team of experts. And I'm going to tell you right now, the weight loss is easy. It's fantastic. But the most important question is, how are they going to help you keep that weight off? And they are going to do it. Again, the Simple Start plan, only $59. 855-GO-LIVEA, Livia.com. Livia, Livia.com. 855-GO-LIVEA. Inside the state or out, guess what? You can join, get the food. It's basically snacks and stuff. As simple as possible. Start your weight loss journey today. I'm down 40 pounds. Summer is here. All my clothes fit. It's fantastic. You're next. If I can do it, so can you. Livia.com.
You can feel a little bit better on that bike, too, whether it's a Harley, Indian, Metric Cruiser, sport bike. Dennis Kirk has what you need. They've been a big partner of ours for the past few years at Score North. And so if you like to ride during these summer months, they have over 160,000 parts and accessories in stock. Same day shipping on orders placed before 8 p.m., and they have free shipping on orders over $89. Dennis Kirk, ride more, wait less at DennisKirk.com. All right, let's fire up some music here, AJ. We should have a lengthy bed in there somewhere. And let's count down, starting with number 25, Judd Zulgad's top 25 Vikings of all time.
All right, very controversial. Starting at number 25, a guy who I might consider in some ways in my youth, the guy that became Mr. Viking longevity, then went on to work for the franchise for years, a ninth round pick, but a guy who played 14 years here and ended up with 1,928 tackles, linebacker Scott Studwell. Now 25 is difficult because there's a lot of guys here, and I've got a list of guys who I contemplated, but Studwell's impact, ninth round pick. I think that his name is synonymous with this team. He certainly played on some good teams as well. So I decided to put Scott Studwell, far from a Hall of Fame player, but a definite, you know, Vikings Ring of Honor type player at number 25.
Where would you rank Scott Studwell in terms of when you hear the name, it is synonymous with Vikings? Because I think he would be like top 5 or 10, right?
It's very high. No. It might be top five, like Vikings, but yes.
You think of him with the taped up hands and the just sort of like blood dripping down his face or whatever.
He's linebackers, when linebackers were linebackers, Phil, that's what he is. Just bleeding, jersey probably torn, dirty as heck, just basically stuffing the run, blowing up
and then
players.
And I would say you think about players who, you know, deserve the Vikings to do something good at some point, right? That, like, the guy, when they finally win their first Super Bowl, who are the guys that, man, this one's for so-and-so, this one's for John, right? Like, Scott Studwell's on that list, too. Just an organizational grinder for four decades.
Yeah.
I like his representation on this list, for sure.
All right. 24, a Hall of Fame player. A guy who was one of the first free agents signed when Childress got here, and a guy who helped define a position that I think at the time was seen as, oh, it's important, but really, Steve Hutchinson. Hall of Fame guard, led the way for Peterson. Now, Peterson is a great player, but I remember Steve Hutchinson is one of the guys who told AP, wait for my block and follow it. He was that good. And I would argue that Hutchinson's addition to that offensive line in 2006 really changed the entire tone there. Like, Burke was really good. McKinney was really good, but not necessarily driven, but he was still good. And I feel like Hutch anchored that thing. And again, I'll go back to, it's my opinion that he is one in a probably fairly small list of guards who redefined that spot as a position that should get paid, as a position that's not just an afterthought. So Steve Hutchinson, who went into the Hall of Fame a couple of years back and certainly was a dominant player first with the Seahawks and then here, Steve Hutchinson is number 24.
Yeah, I like this too. This is one of the great free agent signings in Vikings history, and it's just too bad. God, they had some guys lined up along that offensive line with Bryant McKinney, the left side of that offensive line. I don't know that you can find a better 1-2 punch in Vikings history than Bryant McKinney, even though he maybe didn't fully maximize his potential,
right?
And Steve Hutchinson. And John Sullivan came in and was a viable center. Was Matt Burke the original starting center next to Steve Hutchinson for a year?
Yeah, okay. In fact, for a few years.
Okay, yeah, 2006-07, then Burke went 08.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and then yep. Yeah, he went to the Ravens.
For like 3 years. Two or three years.
So, man, I mean, they just had, for all the problems they've had lately on the offensive line, you think back to 15 years ago, and then you think, man, it's too bad they couldn't cash in with some of those, especially that 2009 team, Steve Hutchinson, you know, Brett Favre,
oh God,
Bryant McKinney, but it was a great offensive line, and you can argue that he was the best of all of them for sure at left guard.
And he was nasty, man. On game day, he would do whatever it took. Like he scared you.
Yeah, I remember one time as an intern at KFAN in this would have been like 2006, I think. Was that his first year, 2006, with the Vikings, Steve Hutchinson?
Mm-hmm.
And the Dallas Cowboys had a quarterback at the time named Chad Hutchinson. And I was one of my tasks was to go up as a producer for the Vikings flagship radio network, whatever, was to go up and get these guys to read liner sheets. So just, tap on a guy's shoulder. Hey, hey, Chad Greenway, can you read through these liners? You're listening to Vikings football, right, on whatever radio station. And so I had this sheet of paper, and I'm nervous. Like, I've barely been around NFL players at that time. And for some reason, I had Chad Hutchinson's name in my head. And I start walking up to Steve as he's walking off the practice field. Chad. Chad.
Oh, no.
Hey, Chad. And finally, he looks over at me after three, and he goes, "What? My name's not Chad. It's Steve, you idiot."
And then you're like, okay, dude, bye, see ya.
Like, yes, you are right. Your name is Steve.
Oh, no. It's happened to us all, man. We've all done that. All been so there.
Oh, my God. And then I just, turned to another player nearby and said, can you read these, please?
You're like, Robert, you just read this.
All right, number 23.
Oh, that stinks. 23 is the guy that played right beside Hutch, as we just talked about, for two or three years. Sixth round pick to a six-time Pro Bowl selection, 10 years here, Matt Burke. Matt Burke, who, look, this team has been, in my opinion, one of the defining spots, right? Like, if I was to say Vikings position defining, center, one for sure. And Matt Burke, I mean, this guy was a sixth-round pick. This guy was, going to play on special teams. Started for 10 years. Was a fantastic player. Burke is 23. I think it's fair. But if you look at what he brought, and that's why it's so hard to watch Bradbury. Because it's like, this is not the litany of what's been passed along. And even when Sullivan took over for Burke, I thought he was really solid. So Matt Burke is number 23 on the list.
Yep, Matt Burke. And I know a lot of people may or may not agree or disagree with his current political stances, but as a football player and as a leader in that locker room, he was one of the defining guys of that era of Vikings football for sure. And like you said, came up as a 6th round pick, was not supposed to necessarily be this long term starting center. And he carved out an awesome career. Didn't he win a Super Bowl too with the Ravens
yes.
in 2012?
I think he retired.
Okay.
I think he won it and quit playing. But yes, and he is a great player. There's no question about it.
And you're right. I mean, you think about Vikings football over the years. And I don't want to spoil your list, but I'm guessing there are more reliable long-term centers in this organization's history than quarterbacks.
Oh.
And I don't know if your list reflects that, but
pretty much.
They've just always had guys for decades until recently, and that's what, you know, the Garrett Bradbury thing, I think our expectation here, the 90s, they had a guy, the 2000s, they had a guy, the 70s, they had a guy, right?
Yep.
Got to find that guy again.
It's so important, too. Exactly. All right, so Studwell, Hutchinson, Burke, number 22 on the list. This might be somewhat controversial, but I covered this guy and watched him play, and damn it, I'm convinced that he deserves to be on this list, and I also think to a certain point he gets credit for creating a position that was a definite sub position for a long time and now is akin to a starter, and that is Antoine Winfield. Antoine Winfield is maybe just off the top of my head, I didn't think about this on Saturday, arguably the greatest free agent signing the Vikings ever made. He had been with the Bills. He was about to sign with the Jets. Ticey had a horse racing buddy in New Jersey, I think, who agreed to lend the Vikings his plane. And so right before Antoine was going to sign with the Jets, they agreed to get him to fly here, which was absolutely huge. He signed here. He was a very good corner. I would argue he is a, if this exists, which it officially does not, I don't think, but he is a Hall of Fame nickel corner. He, for a small guy, he is a hybrid cornerback linebacker. Watching him play and how smart this guy was a pleasure. He is 22 on my list.
One of the all-time great Vikings players at just blowing up plays before they start, right? Just the way that he would knife underneath an offensive lineman or a tight end trying to block him. You know, you think about some of these teams trying to run, you know, zone runs to the outside, and he is just knifing through defenders and making a tackle in the backfield. One of the great tackling secondary players, I think, in my lifetime watching football.
At that size?
I don't think that's hyperbole.
At that size, too, Phil. Like, he's a little guy. He would blow people up. Yep. It was so much
and
fun to watch.
He's got that same thing. You know, the thing that impresses me the most about Harrison Smith is that he studies so much film, and he knows, not every time, but oftentimes he knows exactly what's going to happen, and he's able to deviate. Okay, yep. I'm gonna start here, and then as the ball snapped, I'm gonna very confidently work my way to this part of the field because I know the play is going here. Winfield had that same sense, just the ability to say, "Oh, I saw this on film. I'm gonna go here and blow this thing up real quick. Boom." And for a cornerback to make that type of an impact without really intercepting many passes, his career high in interceptions is 4 back in both 2005 and 2006. He picked off 27 passes in his 14 years in the NFL. So he averaged like basically 2 interceptions per season. And it's not to say he wasn't a good cover corner as well, but his impact went way beyond just like 9 interceptions in a season. It was tackling. It was everything.
If you look at Rick Spielman's top 5 bad moves here, like if you were to pick 5, Ponder is clearly the first one. But I would argue the decision to make Winfield a salary cap cut and have Josh Robinson, previously never having played the nickel in his life, move to that spot is among the dumbest things that this team did. And it's submarine that team. And if I'm not mistaken, Antoine signed as a free agent with Seattle and then retired. So he quit. Yeah. But the fact is, going from a guy who was, I think, arguably a Hall of Fame nickel corner, which is a hybrid spot, like it's not like, well, just play there, to a guy who hadn't played there and who was absolutely positively the following season consistently torched, was one of the dumbest moves that Spielman made during his tenure here.
Wasn't there some talk, you know, because he played till he was 35 and then they they cut him. He signed with the Seahawks. Wasn't there some talk of moving him to safety late in his career?
Yes. Yes. He should have been kept here, though. Like, he stabilized things so much. And mm-hmm. it went from him to a guy who, the poor guy had no clue. So, yes.
You know, I think it would have been so fascinating to see whether he was a cornerback or a safety late in his career. What would he have looked like 2 years after his last game with the Vikings with Mike Zimmer? Because his last season with the Vikings was 2012, and then the 2013 offseason, they cut him. If he could have hung on for one more year into 2014, I think Mike Zimmer would have loved Antoine Winfield, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you
his kind of player.
If you had moved him to safety, can you imagine the brain power with him and Smith back there?
Oh, my gosh.
The deviations that they could have run.
And maybe he plays another 3-4. Charles Woodson played till he was 39. You lose a step and you can move back to safety. And as long as you're smart and you watch film, guys like that can stick around. So, yeah, there is a what-if component to And maybe he was just burnt out. Maybe his body and his mind were just burnt out and he just wasn't going to play anymore. But I feel like there was a couple more years of gas left in the tank there for sure. Yeah.
All right, and our final one for today, number 21 on my list. It's a receiver, and here's what's interesting. So, again, this is a franchise that has had a lot of talent at the spot. Like, there's been a lot of guys who have been really damn good. And the competition for this spot was high. There were probably three or four guys I considered. And then I went and looked at the stats, and it became crystal clear to me which one was 21, and that is Anthony Carter. Let me give you a sampling, just a little bit of a taste of what this guy did in 9 years, okay? He is still, to this day, if you go look, third all-time in franchise history in receiving yards, 7,636. 52 touchdowns, same thing. AC, he gets overshadowed from the era probably a bit by CC, who joined the club, I think, about 2 or 3 years after Carter got done in the USFL and came here. But the fact is, statistically and talent-wise, Anthony Carter is one of the best receivers in Vikings history.
First jersey Ole Mackadak ever had as a kid.
Really?
The, number 81, Anthony Carter Hutch. It was like a Hutch uniform with the helmet and everything.
Anthony Carter, huh? Very nice.
Yeah. His numbers are bonkers in some of these seasons. So 1987, a season in which the Vikings went to the NFC Championship game, right?
Yes.
He averaged 24.3 yards per catch.
Yep.
Think about that. Averaged 24 yards per catch in 1987.
Look at the two.
Oh, man.
Look at the first two playoff games, Phil, against the Saints and San Francisco.
Just went bonkers.
Went absolutely crazy.
Yeah, let's pull this open here for the kids.
Absolutely.
The kids like me
nuts.
And AJ.
Yep.
AJ was not even a conversation over drinks yet. I was like 2 years old. So 1988, January 1988. Yeah, he went for. So they played three games. He went for six catches, 79 yards and a touchdown against the Saints. Then he went for 10 catches, 227 yards against the Niners on the road.
Take that, Jerry Rice and Joe Montana.
And then in a loss to Washington, these are all road games. Seven catches for 85 yards. Amazing. The next year, hell, he went for four catches, 102 against the Rams in the first round win, 1988. So, yeah, I love this. Listen, is Justin Jefferson probably going to have a better career than Anthony Carter? Yes. Is it a different era? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was harder to put up 1,000 yards in a season back in that day. So I love the Anthony Carter appreciation here for sure.
So Studwell, 25. Steve Hutchinson, 24. Matt Burke, 23. Antoine Winfield, 22. And Anthony Carter, 21.
Love this so much. You know what? Let's do a celebratory cheers to the first five on Judd's all-time greatest Vikings list.
Oh, let's see. What will I be cheersing? You know what? Tomorrow, Tuesday, guess what? Summer solstice. Summer of Surly will be here. And I'm going to tell you right now that I got a bit of a head start. I know you guys are going to be shocked by this. I got a bit of a head start the past 3 days or so. The Furiouses were going down, let's just say, really smooth. But if you're in the mood for a summer beer, the Logic Bomb, the Supremes, all fantastic. Don't forget, the Summer of Surly is just about here, and celebrate it in the only proper way, of course, responsibly, but also with a delicious product from Surly Brewing.
Yes. Also, a shout out to our friends at Underdog Fantasy and the Underdog Fantasy app. Quite frankly, this is the most fun and best way to get a sweat on games either tonight, big hockey game tonight, or long term if you're looking ahead to the football season. Let's talk about that for a second. For season-long drafts at Underdog, it's great for people that don't want to be necessarily all in having to monitor the waiver wires and stuff. That can be a deterrent for a lot of people. No waivers, no trades, no lineup setting. You draft a roster at the beginning of the season. And by the way, you can play in multiple different leagues and whatnot. It's great. Underdog will take care of the rest. They'll just start your highest scoring players. That's it. Like, so
I love this.
If a player gets hurt or something, then he's not going to count. Like, they set this after the games are played so that you just get the best scores and you don't have to worry about anything. No stressing over the day-to-day or week-to-week management for these season-long drafts. If you use the promo code SCORE, S-K-O-R, Underdog Fantasy will double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash, and you can help us in the process. You know, we were going to do another list, but I think that I think we should. The show is ending on a high note here with Anthony Carter here, and I think we should save that for later in the week.
Sure,
because we got other we've got some Coach of the Year odds we can get to at some point later this week or next week. But I would love to just hear people's thoughts. First of all, who are your top 25 Vikings of all time? Hit us up in the YouTube comment section, and do you agree or disagree with any of these guys that Judd put out in his first five? Do any of these guys stand out to you and say, oh my God, Judd, this is all due respect, there's no way so-and-so should be in the top 25. Would love to hear people's thoughts. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Jay Zolgad, at Phil Mackey. And a shout out to AJ for flying this plane.
Yeah, great work,
without
dude.
Crashing into any mountains, filling in for Declan. Nice work, dude. Do you have any hot Vikings takes to leave us with before Declan comes back in the seat?
I think it's going to be a slow start. I think it's going to be a slow start.
I do too. I think they start 0-2 and then they pick it up after that.
It's so weird because football every year, it's like, well, they got a new system and this new quarterback's got to adjust. And all. I'm not at that level. None of us are at that level. I don't know how long it actually takes. I feel like that's just the easy cop out excuse, but when it comes to it, I think they're going to start slow and they will eventually pour it on and make a furious rally down their end of the season and make a push for the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's new system, new coach. Yeah. They might not play starters in the preseason. So yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they,
I would love to be wrong. Slow. I would love to see them just go out there and kill it week one.
But what a buzzkill you are.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Be more like me. Be a fan. Go Vikings. Woo!
just the grizzled, weathered sarcasm in Judd's four plus decades.
I'm proud of my sports son right there. That's good. Good analysis.
So the top 25 Vikings of all time. We will count down from 20 down to 16 on tomorrow's show. We'll get Dex back in the mix. And thanks to those of you who've given us a follow or a subscribe button click on the Score North and also Purple Daily YouTube channels. We greatly appreciate it. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. It's crazy to think that a few weeks ago we were talking about whether or not Tua Tagovailoa should consider retiring. After two concussions and worldwide debates on player safety and NFL culpability, Tua has done nothing but go back to work and currently has the Dolphins riding a 3-game win streak and one loss behind the division favorite Buffalo Bills. While everyone was yapping about the end of his career, Tua Tagovailoa said he'll decide when it's time. And clearly, he's not ready to hang up the cleats. Hi, this is Chris Howard from the Plugged In with Chris Howard podcast. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every game. BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information with live betting up-to-the-minute scores for the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including the MLB playoffs, the start of the NHL season, MMA, boxing, and golf. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.